we have to talk about this. Like, real life makes its way onto our show a lot. And Davi messed around and sent a brick. Davi sent a brick of money to the wrong person.
Bruh.
What'd you do?
Okay, let me tell you. I gotta give you a little backstory. So I sold my house in this past May, and I'm renting a house now, and I moved in halfway through the month. Yeah. So my rent is due on the 15th. It's not due on the 1st.
Yeah.
So last Friday, which was the 21st, I get a text from my landlord, and he's like, where the hell is my money?
Where is my money?
I'm like, what are you talking about?
6 days late.
Ben sent that like a couple weeks ago. And he's like, no. I said, yeah. He's like, check your phone. Because I send it through him from my banking app to his bank. So the last four numbers of his phone are like 0060, something like that.
Right.
I messed around and sent almost $2,000 to 0006.
Oh, no.
You switched the numbers.
Yes.
I
messed up, bro.
And it went to somebody, though.
Like 2 weeks ago. Ben gone.
Oh, my God.
So I freaked out. I sent him the money, so we're good. And then I call the bank. Talk to the bank. They bounce me from one person to the next. Finally, I get a hold of the people with, like, fraud and investigations and that kind of stuff. They tell me it's going to take them probably up to 60 days just to launch the investigation.
Ooh. Yeah, they got to look into it, man.
It's a whole process.
I'm pretty sure this ain't the first time somebody said, hey,
right,
I sent somebody the wrong money. Can I get that back?
Yeah, so they tell me that this is the way it works. My bank is going to hit up his bank. And if he has the funds in his account more than the amount that I sent, then they are just going to ask him if he wants to give it back.
Are you serious?
He doesn't have to, because ultimately it was my bad.
It was a gift.
I hit agree.
Should have told them the Sheriff Chad was coming in. Man, you better give me my money.
And if he doesn't have over that much money, then it's a loss. But ultimately, it takes up to 60 days just to start.
So what'd you do?
So, however, I have the dude's number on my phone or on the app.
Started stalking him.
No, well, I text him. And I explained to him
this situation. Random person.
This
random dude is like, yo, I'm the dude that sent you money.
Yeah, I did. And I ain't gonna lie, I embellished a little bit.
What'd you say?
I told him I was like on the verge of eviction.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like down.
You didn't tell him
out.
You just bought a new car?
No, I didn't tell him that. So he actually, I was not expecting to get a reply 2 minutes later. You know, he says, you know, you sent me $60 last in December.
Whoa. Like, what?
So you just making it rain?
Yeah. So I'm like, yo, can I get my bread back? And he's like, well, it's kind of tricky. Tricky how? Well, with the banks and this and that. I'm like, man, come on. And then he was like, where do you live? I told him where I live. He's like, what are the chances of you driving to this address? Which just.
Nah, I'm scared.
What?
That's how people chop you
up. Yeah, you're meeting just
showing
random
up
guy,
at somebody random
and
house.
He knows you got money.
No, he got money. I'm about to get evicted. So I'm like, boom, I'm there. I don't care. It was actually not too far. It was right down the street from the radio station.
Yeah.
So I drive there and I'm texting him on the way, and he just so happened to say that it was his birthday. He mentioned it. Because I asked him, like, yo, can I bring you anything? Can I bring you some food, some liquor, whatever? He's like, it's always some liquor. He said, it's my birthday, and I love Keystone Light, which is a beer that I've never had before. So I went and
went on a beer run to get
I went
your
on
money
a beer
back.
Run. And it was actually kind of hard because, like, Publix, the liquor store, a lot of these places didn't have Keystone Light. Finally found a Keystone Light, bought my man like a little birthday cake. And
you bought him a birthday cake?
I bought him a birthday cake.
He's a random dude.
Yeah, and then I'm about to go and I realize what you just said. I just bought a brand new car on Thursday.
Yeah.
On Thursday.
Right.
With a paper plate and everything. So I'm like, I can't show up to this dude's house.
You can't show up with a brand new 2020 car with paper plates. They're like, yo, I really need that money.
Yeah. So I called an Uber.
You called an Uber?
I showed up to my man's house in an Uber. Long story short, man, I ended up hanging out with him for like 2 hours. I drank Keystone Light with him. He told me his whole story. Turns out, not to tell all his business, but anyway, here it goes. My man's on Medicaid, right? He's like in his 60s. He's on Medicaid, so he's not allowed to have over a certain amount of money in his bank account.
And you blew that up?
I blew it up. So he said he started freaking out, started taking out $300 a day. Boom, boom, boom. But ultimately,
to try and get his lower, his,
to get it lower,
his balance lower. But wow,
you're lucky he did that because he could have just kept it.
He absolutely could have just kept it. He gave me all my money back. I ended up hanging out with him for a couple hours and drinking some Keystone.
A couple of hours.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Was chilling
for real.
With the guy.
I saw you at like somebody's random house. Like it was like out on the, like a field.
And,
like
and
a,
you know
like
what? A, I'm not trying to judge or anything like that. But like just judging by his house and where he lived, he definitely could have used the money.
Okay.
Right. So it was a blessing. And there's still good people out in the world.
Yeah. I mean, really for real, he gave you your money back. That's a good story.
Oh,
right
my
there.
God.
And you brought him a cake.
Yeah, I did. I brought him a cake.
Did you sing him happy birthday, too?
Did y'all sing happy birthday?
We didn't sing. No.
Did you make him cut? Did you buy a candle?
Well, no, I didn't buy a candle.
All right, you ain't do it all the
people
way.
Are texting in. They're asking, can you save their number in your phone?
Yeah, for real. That's what I'm saying. Like, can I be the accidental number? Come on, man.